and they journeyed. I want to talk to you about traveling to other areas in order to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 35, we see Jacob return to Bethel. In verse 1, the Bible says, "Then God said to Jacob, 'Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother.'" Verse 5, "And they journeyed." Then in verse 9, the Bible says, "Then God appeared to Jacob again." In chapter 35, God tells Jacob to go back to the place where he first appeared to Jacob. God's prior appearance to Jacob was found in Genesis chapter 28. It's the classic story of Jacob's ladder found in verse 12. "Then Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it." There are times when the Lord calls us to travel, to go to certain areas, to go to new locations, in order to receive something from the Lord. Perhaps those are greater anointings, new impartations, a word of prophecy, or something else. I need to be careful here because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 10, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down from above, or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is to bring Christ up from the dead." But what does it say? "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Paul is saying here that you don't need to ascend into heaven in order to bring Jesus down. Or you don't need to descend into the abyss in order to try and bring Jesus up. But that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. Wherever you are, if you cry out to him, he will hear you. However, that does not necessarily mean that God does not want us to travel in order to get into the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example from Matthew chapter 2. In this chapter, we see wise men traveling to Bethlehem, from the east. Why were they traveling? Because they were seeking the King of the Jews, Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, "For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." Verse 11, "And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Yes, it is true that God is near us, even in our mouths. But even the wise men traveled so that they could get near to the baby Jesus. Can I tell you that there is a huge outpouring of the Holy Spirit taking place right now worldwide? A revival is stirring, and it's breaking out in more and more places. If you are hungry for the Lord and the Holy Spirit is prompting you, you may be getting nudged to travel to a new location. I have heard stories of people living in one church small towns, and they held fast to Romans chapter 10, saying that God is everywhere and that they do not need to travel into the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This person had been called into a greater ministry, but the small town was still unawakened to the Holy Spirit. For a year, this person struggled until finally he moved to a location and planted himself into the river of the Holy Spirit. The Lord showed up and rocked this person in a whole new way. Their spiritual gifts practically blossomed overnight. If the Lord is calling you to move to a new location, I would encourage you to go for it. Let's say a prayer together in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I desire to know more about who you are. I want to know you more. If you are calling me to a new location, please open the doors and guide my steps. You led the wise men by a star. I ask you to lead me by your Son, Jesus. Please release your Holy Spirit through me in a new, fresh way. I thank you for who you are. Glory to you in the highest. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.